Rav Lamrav Laut, Mishnah. Somebody poured out water in the street. Somebody else slipping got hurt. The one who poured out the water is responsible. Okay, case number two. Hamatzni, we just had yesterday. If somebody conceals a thorn, a glass, or makes a fence out of thorns, the gedder of stone wall, shenafel shesadam, fell into the collapse of shesadabim, and you didn't remove it away. But who's could be other people got hurt? Chai ben Zikin. Again, Chai, if people get hurt. Says Gemara, Amar Rav, what are we talking about? Are we talking about a boy or are we talking about shirt? Amar Rav says, Rav, loy shanu, when do we say that you are responsible? The nitfnu Caleb and Mayim, the person's clothes got sullied. Now, we know that by boy we say, shirt v'loy od chamoy v'loy kelim. So if we're saying over here that you're chai for kelim, obviously we're not talking about boy, we're talking about shirt. It's in my shirt. I will who ats me, but the person himself got hurt. You are putter, because it wasn't the water that hurt him. It's the ground when he fell on the ground. Your water only caused him to fall down. Karka oila mezikta, it was the ground that actually caused him to be damaged. The water itself also should be considered a mazik. Let it be like mud. And the din, if you throw your mud into the street, if people fall into it, you are chayiv. If you did not make it hefker, because it's like your shoyd. So we hear also, the mud that mixed up the dirt, that mixed up with the water, became cement and mud and all that, and it's responsible. Says the Gemara, Misa, who told you the loy tamu maya? Who told you the water is that it's all muddy? The water all evaporated, and therefore just became, it was not more muddy. And therefore, and so there's no mud here.
Sorry?
No, the water's sitting on top of the dirt. Either water's sitting on top of the dirt, so there's no mud. Kiddushel hasn't happened yet. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, about 10 lines on the top. So I'm saying, if you poured out water on the ground and you didn't clean it up and somebody falls down, you're responsible. And the way Rav understood is that you're talking about that that this, whatever it is you dropped, you still have possession of it. And therefore, it's like you're possession that caused damage, and if it sullied somebody's clothing, you're responsible. But if the guy tripped on it and fell and hit himself on the ground and hurt himself, you're not responsible because it's the ground that hurt him. You just caused it, and cause you're not chayif. Any more of a title? We already told us this point before. We learned before, if you broke your barrel, it's just a rabbi. Somebody slipped in the water, and Rav said, also talking about that you still own the water, you still own the pieces, and it's shoyed, and therefore even the kelim got dirty. Even the winter, when you're legal, you're allowed to throw your mud and all this thing in the street. Even then, even though you're allowed to, you're still responsible. Tanya, we learned. Call Elusha Amru, all of these things that we said. Pais can be by saying you're allowed to open up all of your, you know, gutters, the gutter from Mari saying you're cleaning out all your caves. But Moisa Chama in the summertime and you pile it out in the street, your storm water pipes and all that. Ain't let in drains, ain't let it shows, you're not allowed to. But a Moisa. Exactly. In summer, it's supposed to be dry. What are you making a mess?
The word is biyub, I say. Because in sewage, in Hebrew, is biyub.
Yes, or maybe biyub. Well, how do you say? How do you read it? Is that biyub, I say? Okay. Vigorfin, mar, I say. Biyub, I say, chama, in the summertime, ain't lemon, so you have no right to do this. It's supposed to be dry and clean. What are you messing it up for? In the winter, it's all wet anyway and muddy. Yes, Lehemesh is allowed to. However, even though you have permission to throw your waste outside in the street, if anybody gets hurt as a result of your waste, you're responsible. You have to pay. So that's why we have two dinim. One to teach you in the summer when you shouldn't, and one to take a big chiddush. Even the winter, you're allowed to, but you're still responsible if people get hurt. So the Gemara. Hamatznias akoyitz. This is a takan of Yeshua. You're allowed to do in the streets. If you conceal the thorn, says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yehi Rabbi said, Lo yishanu ela mafriach. We had this yesterday. He's talking about that you made yourself a wall made out of thorns, and then it falls down. You're responsible. He's talking about it was sticking out into the street. Avol mitzamtzim. But if you contained it within your own property, like. If it's contained within your own property, why you're not? Not like we said yesterday because of a boy or anything else, but my time at Potter, people don't rub against the wall. So if somebody came and rubbed against your wall, which is inside your property, he didn't behave correctly, so he takes responsibility for himself. Taught about the company, we learned, if somebody conceals his thorns, and his glass sharp pieces, I have to hide it somewhere. So I buried it inside your wall. Inside your wall, I assume that nobody will get hurt. Came along the owner of the wall, and he destroyed his wall, and he sees all these pieces of glass, and it goes on the bottom. And he doesn't clear it up. The Hezekiah, afterwards, he had a chance to clean up, but he didn't. And it hurts people, harms people. Who's responsible here? The one who put them in the wall in the first place.
So that's the owner of the gedder, of the wall, yeah?
No. Different case altogether. What about here? Reuven has a wall, and Shimon comes and hides his piece of glass and other dangerous things in the wall. Then it collapses. Reuven sees it. Nevertheless, Shimon's one's responsible. Think about it, why? Talking about a case where Shimon should have realized they shouldn't have put it there. For example, the wall was weak, it was fragile. He should have known that his venture is going to fall down. So therefore, he's responsible. Avol bekoisel bori. But if it was a healthy wall, hamatznia poter, v'chayiv, bala koisel. But if it was a healthy wall, the person who hid the things in the wall, the photo will never fall down. The bala koisel, when it fell down, he saw it there, he should have cleared it up himself. And therefore, the bala koisel takes responsibility. If I have a boy in the street which I shouldn't have, so I need to cover it, and I see your bucket, I take your bucket and I use it to cover or your cover as a lid to my boy. Baldly came along the owner of the bucket, then not Daldilya, and took away his lid, his bucket, and anybody falls in later on, who's responsible to the balaboy? Because the balaboy took someone else's thing when he had no right to. And therefore, the balaboy is just like a guy who put glass into a broken wall. He should have known that the wall is if it collapses, it's going to hurt people. Over here, you made a boy in the street, and then you took someone else's cover. You knew that eventually the cover be taken away. It's like the wall. You knew the wall was going to collapse. So therefore, the person who put it there, initially the buyer, is chayif. Obviously, the guy who built the buyer is chayif. He used someone else's lid. I would have thought, over there, I would have thought, the owner of the wall, did not know. Let's say he didn't know who put the glass pieces there. How did he know who to inform to take away? So therefore we say to the owner of the wall, since you see the glass pieces there, you better clear it up. And if you don't, you're going to be responsible. Avalhoch over here, the yod delay, you know who's pail. You took someone else's pail, so you know who the owner is. If the guy took away the pail, the owner of the lid, before he takes away the cover, he should maybe it's his responsibility to go to the owner of the bar and say, I'm taking my pail back, you better do something about it. Have a little idea. Maybe you should have informed the Baal Boyer. Kamashalan, that's not his problem. You took my thing without permission. It's your responsibility. I don't even have to bother informing you. I'm taking my things back. That's a chiddush. So talking about learned. Very interesting way of ending this piece of Gemara. Yeah? Chasidim harishayim, the original chasidim, hayu matzniim, kotzaisam. They used to hide their thorns, because thorns are dangerous. They didn't want to put it in the street, even though we just learned before that, you know, certain times you're allowed to put it in the street. They didn't want anyone to get harmed. So what they did. Oh, well, so see them in. They used to hide the thorns, the glass, which you can't burn. But so to say, inside the field, they would bury it in the ground 3 tefachim deep. They didn't want it to break the plow. The plowshare used to go 3 tefachim deep in the ground. They didn't want to break the plowshare. So therefore, that's what they did. Rav Sheish showed you to throw the fire. If you remember, by nails of a woman, did we say that tzaddikim used to the nails, you know, in ham, they throw it around. Tzaddikim used to bury it, and chassidim used to burn it. Here, the chassidim burnt these thorns. Chassidim used to bury it, and Rav Sheger says it's better to throw it in the fire. But I guess when we throw it in the fire, we're talking more about the thorns than about the piece of glass. Rav Shadl B'Digla, he used to throw it into the Tigris River, and what do you call it? And this way, it's going to come in anybody's harm's way. Talking about a chassid, said the Gemara, Omer Rav Yehuda, Hay man de boil mev chassid. You want to be a real chassid? Then lekayim mil nezikin. Follow all the laws in Ezekiel, we can learn later. You have to keep a distance from somebody else, 4 amos away. When you plant something or whatever, you break something, so you shouldn't break their wall. You have to be cautious and very careful about other people. We'll learn over here that the Hasidim Harashanim used to hide their thorns or used to burn their thorns. You should behave the same way. That's a Chassid. Rava says, you want to be a Chassid? Mili the Avos. Learn all the Dinim and Masechta Avos. We know you shouldn't say Shali, Shali, Shalach, Shalach. All those things which says about a Chassid is that, you know, you say that Shali, Shalach, Shalach, Vashali, Shalach. That's how you should behave. The others say, Mili the Brachas. Think that it says in Sechta Brachas about Chassidim or Rishonim. In the fifth paragraph, it says Chassidim Rishonim used to make sure that they used to bring their Tefuah in through the front door so that they should be Chayiv through a Maisa. So they did the same thing. Always go out of the way to make sure you're Chayiv and all the things that you should be Chayiv on. That is how you become a Chassid. Says the Moravaita Mishnah. Hamoiti is Tavnoi, if somebody takes out his straw, the kashay, and his other kind of straw, the Elisha's Rabbim, into a public street. Lizavolim, what they used to do is they want the fertilizer, they would take the straw, put it in the street, let people trample on it, and the longer people trample it, the more and more it turns into some fertilizer that they can use in the field. So having it out in the Elisha's Rabbim benefits the fertilizer itself. But also it's dangerous because some people can trip on it. So somebody goes out and puts out his straw into the street to become a fertilizer, and also it rots while it gets trampled on. Then, v'huzik behen achen, and somebody gets hurt, chayiv, you're chayiv ben iskei, responsible. You know, you have permission to do it, you're allowed to do it, but you take responsibility when it gets hurt. V'cholakoyde behen zochen, and anyone, it seems to me that it's like hefker, because you put it in the street, and everyone and anyone has a right to take it. Rav Shimon gemulam, kol ha-mekalkulim b'shus rabim. Rav Shimon says that anything which gets ruined in b'shus rabim, v'hezikoi, and it caused damage, chayovin l'shalom, you're responsible. And also the cholakoydim ben zoch, and anybody come and take it. Now, what's he adding on the Tanakhama? So Rashi gets two pshatim. Let's just do Rashi here, right underneath the word Mishnah. Kol ha-mekalkulim b'shus rabim, says Rashi, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, Rab Shimon Gamliel, shomei l'tanakhama. He heard the Tanakhama de l'konis el shvocha. We'll learn the Braisa later. According to Tanakhama, when we say kol ha-koydim ben zoche, you can only take the improvement. The etzem fertilizer, you can't take. It's not yours, it's somebody else's. The improvement which was achieved in the Shizrab, which was illegal, that is what you can keep. Abu Gufala, you can't keep the straw itself. Kiritanim Braisa b'Gemara. But also, Rab Shimon b'Gamlil Meimah, coming up, Shimon b'Gamlil says, the guf nami, even the item itself, kol ha-koydim ben zoche, anybody takes it as zoche. That's one opinion. Lishnachrin, another pshat perhaps is kol ha-mekalkulin, but his main emphasis is kol ha-mekalkulin. You're talking about things which I don't put in the Shus Rabin, they had no permission, so therefore anybody can come and seize it. I say that anything you put in the Shus Rabin, even if you have permission, kol ha-mekalkulin, if you look oizim b'shus, you're allowed to take it away. Says the Mishnah Vayter, a hoifich is a gol b'shus Rabin. You pick up dung that was in one point and you push it further down the street, and then somebody gets hurt, the new place, it's the new guy who's responsible. Who's ben acha chayvin is responsible. Says the Gemara, lema mas nisit our Mishnah here that says that even though you put it out in the street, you're responsible is the like Rabbi Yehuda. Because it sounds like you're not allowed to put it out in the street, and therefore you're responsible. It does not conform with Rabbi Yehuda. Why? The Tanya, we learned, Rabbi Yehuda, Oime, B'shas, Hoitzolos, Azvolim, in the season when people generally take out their rubbish out in the street, Odom, Meitzes, Zivlos, Rabbi, you're allowed to place your fertilizer in the street, V'tzavra, Koshleishim, Yoim, and you can leave bundle there for 30 days. Kadeshi a nishav should be trampled on baragli adam ragli behema shal manas kain hinchel yehoshua saaretz. These are one of the 10 tonight we learn later on in that chayvul that Yeshua introduced in Tetzis Rol as to behave as a society, and this is one of them. So therefore, Yehuda holds you're allowed to put it in the street. Our Mishnah says that someone else can take it, but Pashas, because you're not allowed to put it in the street. It doesn't work out according to Yehuda. Says the Gemara, I feel the same. Rabbi Yehuda could agree. Moider, Rabbi Yehuda, Moider, Sheim Hizik, Mishalim Mashi Hizik. Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you are Mazik, you have to pay what you are Mazik. Rabbi Yehuda says you're allowed to put it in the street. But so what? Like we had on the top of the page. Even though you're allowed to put it in the street, you still take responsibility if somebody gets hurt. Freddie Mudder, but now we learned Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yudah says, by Ner Chanukah Potter, if you had a candle out in the street and you put it in the street and the camel goes by, the owner is of the candle is Potter because he had a right to put it out in the street. If Nation Bashur's permission, my isn't talking about Mashur Bashur's Bezin, it's talking about, it seems from here clearly, Rabbi Yudah says that if you have permission to do it, you're talking not responsible. What he told me on Mishnah is Rabbi Yudah, and even though you're allowed to do it, you're still responsible. So no, that's different. That doesn't mean Rishus Bezin. Loi Mishum Rishus Mitzvah. The Eibusha gave it Rishus. The Eibusha told you to light the Hanukkah candles outside. So therefore, you're allowed to. But if I have permission to put something in the street, like Yeshua said, even though I'm allowed to, but I'm still responsible, people get hurt from it. And Rabbi Yudah agrees to that. Tanya will include the Brisa. You don't mean Ben Chanukah Potter. You Potter. They should choose Mitzvah because the Mitzvah. Tosh might be learned. Kol Elu Amru. All of these that we say that Mutari and all of these that we say that is permitted.
This Loshon should choose Mitzvah.
Yeah.
With the Brisa from Rabbi Yudah on Chanukah, you don't have it.
This is the only place in Shas where we have.
This is it. No, but it's also no. But then there's the thing with the whole thing of the game, the whole text.
Yeah, but it's the same Rabbi Yehuda.
Yeah, I understand. But
same din.
It's not Rishus Mitzvah.
No. It's the Braisa. Yeah, only this Braisa. Yeah. So you want to write
the Rishus Mitzvah here?
That the mechanical licht, the light outside. That's right. So if a camel goes by and catches on fire, it's the owner of the camel's responsible, not the owner of the candle. That's right. And everyone has a right to put it outside. So you want to write the Toshma. Toshma, l'cheir is more than a shus, it's mandatory. The mitzvah of Chanukah was the chachilah set out that you have to put it outside. Toshma, come in here. Kol elu shalom l'mutar l'kav shalabim. All of these are a lot of shalabim. Im huz, im aziku, if they cause damage, chayom l'shalom you're responsible. But Rabbi Yehuda poite, Rabbi Yehuda clearly says, potter. Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you have permission to put it out there, you attack a potter. How can I miss Rabbi Yehuda? Omer, Nachman said, that's not a kasha. This braisa here that says that according to our mission that says that you put it out there and you're responsible can go to Yehuda, because when Yehuda say you put it, there's a certain season when people used to take out the junk into the street. Our mission is not that season, so therefore Rabbi Yehuda is made. If it's not this right season and you did it, you're responsible. But Rabbi Yehuda, our mission is Rabbi Yehuda. Rabashi says. No, our mission is not talking about regular junk or whatever you put out in the street. Even Rabbi Yudah says you're not responsible. But you know what our mission is talking about? It's talking about straw. And the problem with straw is even Rabbi Yudah's made that you shouldn't put out in the street in Michigan. They're very slippery. It's very common for people to slip on it and to, like a banana peels and hurt themselves. So even Rabbi Yudah's made that you should have foresight and realize that this is dangerous. You shouldn't have put it out there. The Mishnah says that anyone who gets a hold of it first it can keep it because you had no right to put it out there in the first place. Or you call Rabbi Yehuda, it's the wrong season, you had no right to put it out there. You can keep not only the improvement in the street which is done illegally, but you can keep the straw itself. Only that which is improved in the street you're allowed to keep, but the straw itself still belongs to the owner, you have no right to keep it, you're a ganav. What's the according to Rav? Why tactics should you be able to keep the straw? It belongs to that person. Rav gufan, we want to ensure that next time they don't put it out there. So we say not only do you lose the improvement in the street, we lose the straw itself. We cancel one for the other. However, the Edi Sava, like cancel gufan mishvacha, we don't cancel one for the other. Tanam, we learned in the Mishnah. Let's ask a few questions. The Mishnah, if you move around the dung in the street and you put a new place, somebody trips there, the one who moved it there is chayv. Who's been acha chayv in iska v'ilu? However, kol hakoidim zocher like tani. However, kol hakoidim zocher like tani. Whoever was there first is zeicher, does not mention at all. By the first case, it says in the Mishnah, whoever wants to take it, can take it. In the second case, when it comes to Golul has no improvement. And doesn't say that you can keep it. It's that, you're not allowed to keep the thing itself, you're only keeping the improvement. So by dung and straw and everything else, by straw, there's improvement. But by dung, it stays the same. And therefore, that by dung, you cannot keep it. A clear ayah to Ze'idi, that the only thing you can keep is Shvach. The Mishnah has to repeat itself all the time. It says it in the beginning of the Mishnah, and you're in no way the rule right by the end as well. It says clearly that it's asur because of gzela. You're not allowed to take it. That you're not allowed to take the dung at all. So it's a raya to ziri. It says, when it says in this braisa, asurish and gezel, it's not talking about the person who took it, that you're not allowed to take the dung. If a person took the dung, or if a person took the straw, then another person is not allowed to take it from them because that person was coined rightfully. You're not allowed to take it from the person who was zeicher, but maybe even in the case of the dung, you're allowed to keep like Rav, even though there's no shvach. But you might have like Tony Hachem, if we're going clearly differently, that Tanah we learned in a Mishnah, Hamoitzi Tavna Vekishalishalab, you took out your straw in the street. Lizavol into turn into fertilizer, Vahuzi Behanachas, somebody got hurt, Chayib, Beniska is Chayib. Anybody wants can keep it. And you're allowed to take it. There's no gzele by keeping it. That's the first part. And then it says, but if you move the dung around, you're not allowed to take it. Claude of Mishnah, you're not allowed to take the dung. And why not? Must be because there's no improvement. And there's no improvement. Must be you want to take the thing itself. You're not allowed to. Comes from Nachum Yitzchak and says, no. Nachum Yitzchak. Golol Karamaj, you're asking a question from dung. This is how it works. According to Rav, we cancel one or to the other. You know when we cancel that you lose the item itself because of the improvement? Because only items that can have improvement. But items that can never have improvement, then Rav doesn't answer. There's no class or to what. So in the case of dung, Rav is made that you cannot take anything because there's no improvement, ever. In the case of straw, not only do you lose improvement, not if there's no improvement, it's something that can never have improvement.
If it can never improve, why have you got on the system of Pinochet's allowing
to? You're not allowed to put it there, but and he's chayv, he's just bound things happen, but you're not allowed to keep it. It still belongs to a person. You're ganav. Something that has improvement, kantzus shkuvin shvachay. Dovish, something has no improvement, like kantzus, you wouldn't cancel it. He boiled as a question. We have a question. According to Rav, who says, not only you lose the improvement, you lose the straw itself. From what moment can you take the straw? As soon as you place it there, you had no right to put it there. Once there's improvement, then you keep the whole lot. Toshma says, I'll tell you. Interesting Gemara Zaya. Because you asked a question before on Rav from Golo, which we know has no improvement. Therefore, is a raya that what? That as soon as you put the Gemara and have him in a thought, that according to Rav, as soon as you put it out there, I can keep it. That's what I'm asking Kasha from Golo before Nachman came along and answer. Is a raya that you understood that Rav holds that straight away you can keep it? We don't have to wait until there's improvement. Says the Gemara, but Tizwa, does that make sense? Ki Irene and Golo, when we talked about Golo, our question before is Mekami Delisha Nachman. Before the Nachman's answer, we thought at that time that not only do you lose improvement, you lose the essence and the thing itself that has no improvement. And of course, those things that have no improvement, you lose it straight away. Ki, now that our question we have here now, the boss of the Shoran Nachman, now Nachman told us that things which have no improvement you cannot take. You can only take things that have improvement. The question is from when? There's the Chatzchilo question from Golo, because there's no improvement there. We're only talking about things that have improvement. And now our question, according to Rav, is when do you lose it straight away or only after the improvement happens? Says the Gemara, Lema Ketanoi, let us say that Machlekes Rav and Zidi, whether you not only lose the improvement, you lose also the item itself, is actually Machlekes tonight. And that is very interesting, Machlekes, if you lend somebody with interest, the din is obviously you don't pay the interest. So does the guy have to pay you back? The principal, if it's in the shtar, was the shtar worth anything? Shtar, shekosa bei ribis, there was a contract that was written there, interest, coins in oisa, you can't, the ainu goy, the lawyers are canon, the lawyers are ribis, he forfeit also the loan. Exactly like Rav. Exactly like Rav.
In principle, you can't just acquire this loan.
True, but exactly like Rav, that because of the shvach, we're going to cancel you on the etzim. The straw is yours, but we're going to take it away from you. Same thing, exactly. The chachamim goyves akad. The chachamim say that you can collect the principle of loisili, but not the ribis. Tesis Rei has an interesting discussion in Lechayit. It sounds like so that the star is still good. You can go to Mishabodim, but only for the Keren, not for the Ribis. Tesis asks, since the Edim are participating in this Aveira, so they're Rishoyim. And if they're Rishoyim, they're not valid Edim. Not valid Edim, where's your star? So that's his question. Tesis wants to answer that maybe these Edim were forced, they're honest, and therefore if they're forced, then the Edim is valid. They had no choice. Or the sum was, they didn't spell out that it was ribis. It was one large sum. And the ribis was included, so they didn't know until later. Anyway, right?
They don't
have to understand all the full details of the transaction. It doesn't matter. They say, do you owe me $1,000? They don't know the breakup. That doesn't like that answer. The answer is that the Edim sometimes don't realize, when are you in Russia when you know you're doing an Aveda? But here, the Edim might think that we're not doing the Aveda. It's between them. And they don't realize that what they're doing, they're also participating with the Yilas Mishra, and they're all involved. So anybody write it, no. I know that I can even go according to Rabbanon. I go to Rabbanon. What? That you don't forfeit anything. I can't look at Rabbanon. Some other cat and the potato. The loan is mutter, so why should you forfeit that? I will hawk a cat and goof a kamazik. I shouldn't have put the straw in the street either because I'm causing damage. Uzidi amalach. So it's different. Everyone agrees that you forfeit everything. Uzidi amalach. No. Over here, everyone will agree that you don't forfeit the straw. Why? I know damn if a little bit. I can't look at a minhag. You know why? By the loan, Ella the Mishask Siva, the Avalei Suma. Right in the beginning, when I lent you the money, I already put down, recorded the amount of interest, so the Aveda is already tagged to it. I will hachem yem the mazi. According to Zidi, interesting. When are you over an Aveda for placing something in the street? Only after the damage happens. You shouldn't have put it in the street because it might cause damage. But what's the Isser? Not putting it there. The Isser is when you damage somebody. Oh, it's your item of damage. So therefore, it's no Aveda yet. No Aveda, why should you forfeit it? By the case of the loan, as soon as you put in the same shtar, the loan, and I'm only lending you the money because you're going to pay back the interest, that's the Aveda. You shouldn't lend with interest. Doesn't say you shouldn't collect.
So you forgot that's the burden that you said, well, you said a dead bullet, the only Isser is if someone's getting injured.
That's what Zidi's saying. No, you shouldn't do it because people might get hurt.
So therefore, that means therefore if I then go and put something in there, Am I using your burden and I have to pay your rent for it? Because
you had no right to do it, but it's not an Aveda. Aveda, in other words, I'm chayvedin mumming up, but Aveda is, Mr. Machlek is showing what Aveda is. Either Haftarecha Kamecha, or like Sama Damriacha, or there's a different psukh in the beer.
When they're talking about you shouldn't put the dung in the street, they're talking about an Aveda.
Aveda, there's an Isser. That's what he's saying here. The Knas is only for the Aveda. That's one way of learning it. So right, let's bring another case of Tanoi. You put it out there for fertilizer. But who's the Benachs and get hurt? Chayim and Iska, you're responsible. And anybody can take it. But Vasudim Mishum Gezel. But then it says you're not taking it to Gzela, which is a state we'll soon see. If you're always responsible, you pull away something in the street. Anyone comes and sees it, they can keep it. There's no gzeila. So first of all, I'm going to ask before we go into our point. Hagufa kasha tanakam is hard to understand. Amrit, you start off saying kol hakoyd min zocha, and then the other comment asudi mishum gezel. This is what he says. Whoever was there first is zoche b'shvachon. Whoever is kaidin, according to the kama, all you can get is the shvach like the zidi. But vasudi mishum gezel agufa, you know, I'll take the item itself. And Abshimon Gamliel comes along and says, I feel a gufa nami kol kaidin mezochem. So the machlek is a Tanakama and Hashem Gamliel is exactly Rabin, that Hashem Gamliel Tanakama holds exactly like zidi. You can take only the improvement. And Hashem Gamliel says like Rav, and then you can take everything. Take the mother zidi, but it's according to zidi, it's clear. Machlek is tanaim, because Abshimon Gamliel says clearly you take everything. However, the Rav, Milema, the Rav can maybe for the Tanakhama that agrees with him and goes as follows. Everyone agrees that you lose everything. So what's the Tanakhama? The Tanakhama is saying that even though the halacha is not only lose improvement, you lose also the straw. But if someone asks the Rav, can I go and take it? It's halacha vein moedin kein. Just like we have other concepts, tefillin at night. It's a halacha vein moedin kein. You don't tell anybody. If you did it, you did the right thing. But we're not going to go and make a halacha out of it, tell people go ahead and take the thing itself. Because it's not a good idea to teach people to ganva or take somebody else's things. The Yitma, Rabuna, Marav, halacha, the ain't moedin kein. It's halacha, but we're not going to tell you that you can go ahead and take someone else's thing. It's not so, but Rav Huna, the same Rav Huna who says halacha ve'moirin kein afkir chushli, he went ahead and he was mafkir that peeled the barley that somebody spread in the Shus Rabin to dry. And Rav Huna said, it's a hefkir, anybody can come and take it. It's the same Rav Huna who says, don't tell anybody, went ahead and told everybody, go ahead and take this guy's barley. Rav Huna, afkir, he was mafkir, silly kuska, he was mafkir the leftover of the bits of dates that you make beer out of. So the chayde, so Mishlei, he holds that you're allowed to tell everybody. I understand why he made it hefker. And Rav Huna, how come he declared it hefker? Lema, how did he change his mind? That's the Gemara in the story of Rav Huna. You didn't tell the full story. Hani Musin Havi, the guy who did it, did already three times. And Rav Huna warned him quietly three times, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. And he still did it. So Rav Huna made a declaration because it's a dangerous thing. He made a declaration. Everybody, chayde, come and take it. So this way he'll learn his lesson. See you tomorrow, Mitzvah Shem.